Hey everyone, it's Arun Venugopal in for Tanzina. While the nation has been grappling with an opioid epidemic that continues to kill tens of thousands of people a year, another drug crisis has been brewing. Methamphetamine and cocaine overdoses are on the rise.
We have trouble in the United States of thinking about more than one drug at a time. You know, so we focused on opioids now, and it was meth in the 90s and cocaine in the 80s. But it's always true that there's polydrug environment out there, many different things that people could be using and using them in combination. And it's often those combinations that kill people.
Keith Humphreys is a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Stanford University. I asked him to talk about some of the big reasons we're seeing upticks in both meth and cocaine overdoses.
So you have to understand these new, very tragic deaths in the context of the opioid epidemic we've had for some time. And what's happening is many people are combining opioid use with use of methamphetamine or cocaine, and that's a quite deadly combination. And also some people use them to recover from the other drugs. So people may take an opioid and they're very tired and they have to go to work. So then they take a stimulant to get out of bed. And then that night they need an opioid to relax again. So people get in that cycle. So we've seen this over and over in American history that an opioid epidemic is then followed by an epidemic of stimulant problems. If you look at the heroin epidemic, which was in the 60s and 70s, that turned into a crack epidemic in the 1980s. And I started my career then and met many people who were in treatment for crack cocaine use who had started their addiction with heroin. If you go back further, in the early part of the 20th century, there was a serious opioid epidemic, in part because we expanded opioids in medicine. That's when heroin was first synthesized. And that was followed by a big surge of stimulants, including cocaine, in the 1920s. So we've seen the show before.
Let's get into the numbers. How much would you say this problem is rising with both meth and cocaine overdoses?
Unfortunately, it's rising at a really terrifying rate. So cocaine-involved overdose deaths at the beginning of the century were about 3,500 a year, and now they're at 14,000 a year. So that's a fourfold increase. Meth overdose deaths have gone up even more. They were about 500-600 a year in 2000, not that many, and now we're at about 10,000. So that's an increase about 17-fold. So this is really startling and frightening, and it's something that public health officials all over the country really need to be keeping an eye on.
And is this problem spread across the country, or is it concentrated in certain regions or states?
Well, that's an interesting phenomenon, is that meth and cocaine are mirror images. So as you go out of the countryside and into bigger and bigger cities, you see more and more cocaine deaths and fewer methamphetamine deaths. Those tend to be out in the country. Racially, there's very strong patterning among cocaine deaths. About African Americans are the group that suffer the most, about twice as much as do white Americans. Meth, it's the other way around. They're the highest risk at overdose and about double the rate of blacks. The other thing you see is a very strong regional pattern. And I could simplify it by saying the further you drive west, the more methamphetamine deaths you will see, and the fewer cocaine deaths. There's been a pattern of that for quite some time, going back for at least 30 years, of cocaine being more dominant on the eastern part of the United States.
And to what extent should we understand this as an issue of supply versus demand?
It's definitely true that for cocaine, supply is in the soup. There was a collapse of the cocaine market about 10 years ago, which was due to some successes in supply control. Probably peace in Colombia had a big effect on it. And cocaine deaths really looked like they were on their way out. But lately, there's been a resurgence of production, prices are down, and that has made cocaine much more attractive. I mean, it's like drugs are like any other product. You know, when they're cheap, people use them more.
So let's talk about the public health dimensions of this. You mentioned how, as we understand it, broadly speaking, that it's something that the young gravitate to. What is an effective strategy of dealing with this when it comes to young people?
So the most potent thing we can do with stimulants is try to persuade people not to initiate them in the first place, because they're addictive, and also because they are treatable addictions, but they're harder to treat than opioid addiction, because we have multiple really good medications for opioids, and we do not have a FDA-approved medication to aid in the treatment of methamphetamine cocaine. So that's the first thing is, you know, prevention, you know, to say, look, you know, there's, you know, yes, they feel very good in the short term, but they're extremely destructive in the long term. And you, it's very easy to lose control of your use. So trying to give that message to people and persuade them not to take that risk. Many people, of course, do take the risk. And then you need to intervene both in the sense of taking care of the emergency cases, like people who have overdoses, and making sure there's, you know, ambulance services available to help them. And that's a real challenge, particularly with methamphetamine overdoses in rural areas. You might be, you know, 2 hours from the nearest hospital. And then we also want to provide high quality treatment so that people who are addicted can come in and say to their doctor, look, this is a problem and I'm looking for help, and be treated with respect and get high quality services.
How can treatment take into effect that while the country keeps on grappling with an opioid crisis, we also need to address this uptick in meth and cocaine overdoses?
This is a real challenge because, you know, for example, the federal government passed a really big law, the Support Act. It was a smart thing to do that put billions of dollars out there to help states and counties and cities treat addiction, but it's all tied to opioids. And, you know, meth and cocaine are different. They require different treatment strategies. We do the treatment in different places. There's no equivalent to a methadone clinic, you know, for example, for cocaine. So it'll be a challenge for the healthcare system to pivot. You know, we don't do that well with addiction treatment in general. It's not provided enough. A lot of it is inadequately funded, inadequately integrated into healthcare. A lot of good has happened because of the horrors of the opioid epidemic. We sort of woken up and see what needs to be done. And now here comes, you know, another epidemic on the back of it. So it's going to be a massive challenge for, you know, physicians, nurses, psychologists, counselors, everyone who works in the system to deal with the influx of people in need that this is going to generate.
Keith Humphreys, a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Stanford University. Thanks for joining us, Keith.
Thanks very much for having me.